As temperatures heat up in the Central Valley where tree nuts are grown, it's best to be aware of the mite pressure, but certainly be aware of the mite predators. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. I'm speaking with David Haviland, UCNR Farm Advisor, Kern County. He's an entomologist. He noted that you shouldn't jump to conclusions on mite pressure.
And the reason is biological control. So a lot of people will say, hey, we have stressed trees. Stress induces mites, therefore we're going to have a mite nightmare. And on the surface, that seems like what in theory should happen. In reality, though, mites are really regulated by biological control, especially by six-spotted thrips. And so if you have conditions in an orchard,
let's say very hot temperatures,
that might induce mites, but the biological control is present, biocontrol trumps stress trees.
Haviland said the natural enemies don't care if their tree is stressed or not. If food is there, they want to eat it.
Just because those trees are stressed doesn't mean you have to panic about mites, because the biological control likewise can take care of it as it would in any other year. So it just comes down to monitoring. You got to be watching the mite, of course, taking special care to monitor when your trees are stressed and so on. But you also need to be monitoring biological control because they're your best friend.
In more news, the California Department of Food and Agriculture has announced the availability of approximately $4 million of grant funding for its Healthy Soils Demonstration Program. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.